Genesis Trust, a nonprofit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So stay with us and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today is Lucis Trust. And before we explore that topic, I want to give some credit to Alice Bailey, the founder of the Lucis Trust organization, who wrote 24 volumes of literature. And the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear in this show comes from the works of Alice Bailey, as does the following thought. A new and better way of life for all people everywhere in the world can become a reality in our time. Practical techniques in operation today can be learned and applied to the fulfillment of the divine plan for humanity. And that's once again from Alice Bailey. And before we go a little further, I just want to make certain that you're aware that there'll be a special offer given you today. And we'll talk about that a little later. Let's get into our show at this point, though. Well, what is the Lucis Trust? We hear so much about it on this show, but I think it's time that people knew more about it. Can you tell us something about its origins and its goals?
First of all, perhaps we should explain the name Lucis Trust, L-U-C-I-S. Lucis is the same term people hear when you mention the books being available from Lucis Publishing Company. And Lucis is the generative case of Latin meaning of light. So it means literally a trust of light. And the trust of light is found or anchored particularly in the books of Alice Bailey that we often mention and quote from on this program. It's a nonprofit organization that was founded by Alice and Foster Bailey here in New York in 1922. So we've been in existence for about 82 years. And the Lucis Trust is what we call the umbrella organization for a lot of different activities, which we'll explain. It's the financial and legal agent and the administrative aspect of our work. All of that is contained within the idea of Lucis Trust. We have a charter which states the goals of the Lucis Trust, and it might be interesting to reflect on those objectives. To encourage the study of comparative religion, philosophy, science, and art. To encourage every line of thought which tends to the broadening of human sympathies and interests and the expansion of ethical, religious, and educational literature. To assist or engage in activities for the relief of suffering and human betterment. And in general, to further worthy efforts for humanitarian and educational ends. That's how the charter summed up our work. Do you think we've come even close? Those are noble objectives.
Noble objectives, and yeah, I think
they're very humbling to read.
In a way, I think they are reaching out to
need another 80 years.
The books, in particular, that we publish, kind of help meet those goals. I think because they do provide a new window on the world and understanding and deepening human understanding. And I think that's a very positive contribution by these books that were written over a period of 30 years by Alice Bailey, and back in between 1919 actually till she died in 1949,
mm-hmm.
And so these books have been carried on, and they're still all in print, and they're still available for the public through the Lucis Publishing Company.
We should also say that our work is worldwide, truly worldwide. All of the work is administered through three headquarters, one here in New York, which was the founding headquarters in 1922, and the work in the Americas, North and South America, as well as the Far East, is served through New York. We have co-workers in Vietnam, the Philippines, Japan, Korea, as well as throughout North and South America and Central America. The London headquarters, which was founded next, serves the Commonwealth nations as well as Europe for those individuals who want to receive information from us in the English language. And the third headquarters, Geneva, Switzerland, serves the European nations in six languages now: Dutch, German, French, Italian, Spanish, and Russian. So we have active groups and co-workers throughout Africa, throughout Europe. Russia is extremely active. Japan is becoming more and more interested in the publication of the books, which is usually the way we find interest grows as the books become available. And it's been active in South America for many years.
And the primary, aside from the books, the primary outreach is like the Arcane School. And that's a correspondence school, and it can be, it's handled through all of the three centers in all those languages that you just mentioned.
Alice Bailey, you could say, had two objectives when she began this work in about 1922. She had the intention to establish a school of esoteric training, which is a school of spiritual development, and she called that school the Arcane School. And it's a school of training so that one can develop a meditation practice, which is essential if one wants to make spiritual contact with one's soul. And it leads to a life of service. It's not meant to develop one spiritually for one's own betterment. It's meant to enable one to be of service to the plan for our world. And the other pillar of our work, as Dale mentioned, is the books. So those two aspects are really the cornerstones of all the work of the Lucis Trust.
I feel at this point I'm going to be representing thousands of people by asking this question. Is Lucis Trust, is it a religion?
No, it's not. A lot of people think it's a religion because we talk about spiritual things. Mm-hmm. And as you know, a lot of people confuse the two, which is a misunderstanding. Religion is an organized approach to divinity, whereas spirituality is a much more subjective approach to the consciousness that recognizes the inner subjective dimension of life and finds meaning behind the outer realm. Is that how would you respond to whether you're a religion?
Well, we espouse or try to promote and focus on some of the basic principles behind religion, you know, Buddhism and Hinduism and Christianity. And some of those major world religions, because those are laid out in the teachings in the books of Alice Bailey. And so even though we don't espouse any particular way of religion, then we do recognize and promote the basic principles.
And I think you could say that we emphasize the lines of connection that underlie the various world religions, the golden thread. In fact, we publish a book by that title, which is available from the publishing company for $5. And it's a wonderful little book written many years ago by a coworker from South Africa, Natalie Banks, which describes the ageless wisdom as the recognition of the lines of light and interconnection that form a kind of a golden thread that runs throughout all the major world religions. They're not identical. There are major differences, but there are certain lines of truth that are recognized by every religion. And this is emphasized, I think, in our view of religion. But we also find that many of our coworkers belong to no particular religion. It's funny, just yesterday, one of our closest coworkers, who's a volunteer, was in the office, and I gave her information about a meeting of an interfaith group, and she said, "I'm not religious." And I knew what she meant. Yeah. She's not religious, and yet she's deeply spiritual.
And that's a distinction that should be made, too, the difference between being religious and being spiritual. I think one can be spiritual and not necessarily follow a religious path.
And as we see in the world today, unfortunately, one can be religious and deeply separative.
Right.
Filled with animosity and hatred to those who are not of one's own religion. And so we...
That's very often the case.
Yes, yes. So we steer very carefully through the middle path that sees the thread of gold that unites all religions but does not adhere to any particular faith. And we have coworkers throughout the world who come from Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, some Hindu coworkers, and many people of no faith.
Right. How can one join the Lucis Trust?
Well, we don't really have a membership. We aren't an organization in the sense that one would join and receive a membership and a card. It's not that kind of an organization. We think of ourselves more as an organism. What we try to offer people is the tools that they can then use to apply to whatever their particular sense of spiritual direction and service might be. We offer the books. We offer training through the Arcane School that can enable one to develop an active spiritual life based on meditation. We offer meditation activities such as triangles, which is a meditation practice done by groups of three people who link in consciousness, not outwardly, on a daily level. They can live at opposite points of the globe and be in a triangle, but they join daily in meditation with their two partners and see their triangle placed within the worldwide network of triangles, radiating light and goodwill into human consciousness. And then they say silently the great invocation, which is the prayer that closes this program. That's, I guess you could say, a membership activity, but most of our activities you don't join.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today is Lucis Trust, and I mentioned earlier that we have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, and it's the book written by Alice Bailey, Serving Humanity, where you can explore this topic further. Once again, the title of it is Serving Humanity. Serving Humanity is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, and it's available for $16. The uniqueness of the offer today is that you don't have to pay for shipping and handling, and that comes about by mentioning, just make mention that you heard the offer on Inner Sight. You have to send a check or money order for $16. That's check or money order for $16 to Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And once again, there's free shipping and handling if you mention Inner Sight. And this book will enable you to explore this topic on Lucis Trust even further than today's discussion. We also welcome your donations. Many of you have been very generous to us, and any donation is generous, actually, because collectively they help to keep us on the air. And we thank you for all the support you've given us in the past, and it really enables us to pay for this radio show. And we hope that you continue to give, and that will certainly contribute to helping us remain on the air. But once again, to take advantage of the special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, the special offer is the book entitled Serving Humanity by Alice Bailey. It's a compilation of extracts from all 24 books. And you can explore this topic further. The topic today is The Meaning of Lucis Trust, the title of the organization. And it's available for $16. And you have to send check or money order to Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And I'd like to return to our radio show at this particular time.
Before we go on, I feel like there's one other activity that we haven't touched on that I'd like to mention when you were asking about membership. Mm-hmm. And that is our work through World Goodwill.
World Goodwill is it's essentially promoting the energy of goodwill and the idea of goodwill and using the energy of goodwill in building right human relations. And we have a newsletter which comes out
four times
a year. And if you want to have a copy of that newsletter, you may. Just give us a call. And it's essentially that, promoting the energies of goodwill and right human relations. And we have numerous and many pamphlets to give out or to share with people. And as I said, the newsletter is available. And if you'd like, you could. We don't have to. There's nothing to join. But if you like, get on our mailing list. You can do that. You can just call up and say we'd like to be. You'd like to be put on our mailing list, and we will do that for you and send you a copy of the bulletin, perhaps periodically.
We also encourage people to form their own little groups for meditation and study. And there are many hundreds, if not thousands, of such groups that meet throughout the world, many of them very small, on a regular basis for meditation and study of the World Goodwill information, in particular with an idea to contributing to a solution to the major world problems. World Goodwill is very much oriented toward a world view, and it focuses on the role of the United Nations and the need for right human relationships among peoples and nations.
Is there a core belief of the Lucis Trust?
A core belief? Well, because we leave people so free in their spiritual life, I don't know if there is really a core belief as in the sense of tenets that one subscribes to in a particular religion. But I think we could say that a belief in the power and the sanctity of the soul is foremost in our work. Every human being is an expression of the soul, no matter what level on the evolutionary path he might stand at present. He is a soul in process of evolving toward a greater and greater identification with the one life.
And I think also the fact of the spiritual hierarchy is also a part of the work that we do is bringing forth that idea that there is on the inner planes this spiritual hierarchy, which is really beings and individuals who have gone through this human stage and they've evolved beyond that, and now they act as the inner guides of humanity, and also the fact of the existence of a plan. The plan of God is not plan of Lucis Trust. It's the plan of God that we help to promote and try to bring about in our work.
And that plan depends upon the cooperation of humanity. So what we strive to do through all of our different activities is awaken in people a sense of their own spiritual destiny within this plan. Every one of us, every human being, has a part to play in the unfolding plan. And the idea of hierarchy also tells us that we have a place in the unfolding chain of being, which is the hierarchy. People are probably familiar with the idea that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And to me, that gives you an understanding of hierarchy as a series of relationships in which Each of us must take our place and play our part. We don't live just for ourselves, but for the greater good of the whole of humanity and beyond humanity of the planet. And these aren't just nice sentiments and ideals. Ecology is demonstrating to us today in a very clear way that all the different kingdoms, human, vegetable, animal, and mineral, are interwoven, and that when this fabric of life that makes up our planet is tampered with, things go out of whack on a very tangible level. And that is telling us that we are all interrelated, and humanity mm-hmm. has to take its place within this hierarchical range of relationships.
And you should point out that it's not a hierarchy of authority, because they don't lay down the law and say you have to do this and this and this. It's a hierarchy of responsibility. I mean, they have positions of responsibility at their level, just as human beings do at our level. And all of us are working together to fulfill this great plan of God on planet Earth.
The basic objective of this plan that we refer to is the establishing of right human relationships. The idea or the impulse to establish relationships is fundamental to every level of life, from the most inert of the mineral kingdom to the spiritual hierarchy. It's an ongoing and expanding sense of relationships. And this sense of relationship, of being part of something greater and larger, is a function of the soul. So that's why we work to awaken people to a realization of their soul. That is the first step in liberating consciousness from selfish self-absorption. And that's why meditation is so important.
How does the Lucis Trust finance its work?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that question. We have functioned for over 80 years in the same way in regard to financing our work. Everything that we offer is available on a voluntary donation basis. We don't charge for any aspects of our work except for the books which we publish and which we sell at as reasonable a price as we can, while enabling us to return the profit to what is called the Tibetan Book Fund, which is a revolving fund that enables us to then reprint that book when it goes out of stock. And this fund has, over 80 years, enabled us to keep all of the books in print. But even the Lucis Publishing Company is non-profit, even though it functions as a business. That does not mean we don't like money. We need money. But we count on awakening people's sense of identification with our objectives and values, and inspiring through that sense of identification their own willingness to share and give. And they do. And we have received incredibly generous contributions from individuals and groups over the years. Most of the money comes from individuals who give what they can, and not in large amounts, but regularly, steadily, and sacrificially. The biblical parable of the widow's mite is very meaningful to us. She didn't have a great deal to give, but she gave all she had. And that's how all of us should handle our financial resources. We depend on that sense of recognition in the people who believe in and support our values. Sometimes you feel like you're walking a tightrope financially, but we have managed to keep going.
That's why we hope you people in the listening audience will also begin to help to identify with the work that we're trying to do here in the world, and perhaps you also can join the list of those who give. So we hope you will take this into your hearts, too.
As Robert has mentioned many times, these radio programs, Inner Sight, are extremely expensive for us, especially since we don't have any regular expected contributions coming in. But we've kept up these programs for nearly 4 years, thanks in part to the donations of our listeners, and in part to bequests and steady contributions from co-workers all over the world.
importance does meditation have in your work?
Well, I would say it's foundational. It's part of virtually every aspect and activity that we have. We have monthly meditation meetings here in New York and throughout the world by groups that share our values. We have various services, you could say, methods of service that use meditation as a means of radiating light, goodwill, and love into human consciousness. We have a pamphlet called The Science of Meditation that people could request if they telephone that gives you an overview of meditation as we view it and practice it, always with the objective of service to humanity, not self-development.
That's one of the core features of the Arcane School studies. It's meditation, study, and service. And those are kind of the three core activities of the Arcane School.
And they work together. They are not exclusive, but they form a kind of a triangle of a pattern of energy circulation that is safe and beneficial. People may not realize that when you take in spiritual energy in the form of a kind of force development through study and meditation, you're taking in fiery energies that can lead to a kind of a congestion if they aren't released in shared service. So those three aspects work together to assure a safe spiritual development.
I think we should perhaps also, before we close here, mention the relationship with the United Nations.
Yes, we have been supportive of the United Nations since its founding. That doesn't mean we regard it as a perfect institution, but it's a human institution. And we are affiliated with the United Nations Economic and Social Council, as well as through World Goodwill and its affiliation with the United Nations Department of Public Information.
If you'd like a general package of information or other information, you can give us a call on our toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. And the easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. LUCIS is L-U-C-I-S. And if you would like to take advantage of our special offer, that's the book, Serving Humanity, and you'll find a lot about this issue that we discussed today in that book. You have to send a check or money order for $16 to LUCIS Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.